Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're going to learn Mishnayos Tes and Yud of the third parak of Maseches Challah. So the Mishnah tells us as follows, that generally speaking, it's just important to know going into this this Mishnah, that the halachos of Trumos and Maisos don't apply to things that to Matnos Aniyim, to things that go to the poor people. So the Mishnah is going to talk about what if you have such Matnos Aniyim that get mixed in with some stuff that's chayiv in Maisos. So Matnos Aniyim are pata from Maisos, but what if those matnas aniyim get mixed in with grain that you have that's chayiv in maestros. So kiyotzi bo zeisei mesik shenis arvum zeisei nikuf. If you have zeisei mesik, which is regular olives, meaning tevel olives, that get mixed in with olives that were picked, which means olives that have to be left for the poor people and therefore are not chayiv in maestros, meaning it means those olives that are peyo or shicha or whatever. So inve batir min inve olelos. Or for example, you have grapes that are regular tevel, harvested grapes that are tevel, that can be mixed in with olelos, which are matnos aniyim, and therefore not chayiv in maestros, right? The olelos are clusters of grapes that aren't fully developed, and the halacha is you have to leave that for the aniyim, so they're pata from maestros. So im yesh lo parnas b'makom acher, if you happen to have tevel olives or grapes somewhere else, motzi lifi cheshbon, you could be mafresh maestros from that tevel that you have somewhere else to cover the amount of tevel that you have in this mixture. But vim lav, but if you don't have another batch anywhere else that's tevel, then motzi truma utrumas meiser lekol. He has to be mafresh truma and trumas meiser in the proportion that would cover the entire mixture, even the parts that are pater from meisros. So you mafresh truma gedola, and then you take 1/10 of the truma gedola. Then you take 1/10 as meiser rishon, and 1/10 of that as trumas meiser. So even though it says truma and trumas meiser for the entire mixture, it doesn't mean that the other meisros don't have to be designated for the entire mixture. The maestros also have to be designated for the entire mixture, but only parts of those maestros will end up being treated as maestros. But whatever your mafresh as truma and trumas maeser is going to be treated fully as truma and trumas maeser. Vashar maeser maeser sheni lifi cheshbon, with the rest of the maeser rishon, the maeser sheni, or maeser ani in third and sixth year, that has to be proportional to the amount of tevel in the mixture that you had. So you have to designate the full 10%, but when it comes to the truma, you have to actually give all that to a kohen, but you don't have to give all the fruits that you designate as maaser rishon to a levi, or all the maaser ani to a poor person, or be poda all of the maaser sheni. You could just give the proportion of that relates to the part that was tevel to begin with to the levi or to the ani, or to the or to bring to Yerushalayim or be poda. Mishnah Yud, Hanotel Sa'ar Mi'isas Chitin. Someone takes a sourdough from a wheat dough, V'nosin Atoch Isas Orez, and you put that into a rice dough. Now, rice dough, like we said, is not Chayav in Chala. So, Im Yesh Batam Dagan, if you could taste the wheat grain in the dough, Chayav is B'chala, then it's going to be Chayav in Chala. This sounds very similar to what we learned a couple of Mishnahs ago, that there is this din of Tam Ke'ikr. But Vim Lav, if the flavor of the wheat can't be detected in the rice dough, then petura, then it's pata from challah, because it becomes batel berov, and it's not, we can't apply tam ke'ikr, so they have no chiv whatsoever of being mafresh challah. Now, the imkain, so if that's true, that the tevel sourdough will asr rice dough only if it's nosin tam, so then lama amru ha-tevel osar kol shehu. In what case were the chacham saying, that we just said before in the last Mishnah, or in a couple of Mishnah, that asrs even the smallest amount, that it's going to ask you even b'mashahu. So min b'mino, that must be in the case of min b'mino, meaning we had previously said that that when tevel sourdough is put into chulin dough, the entire dough becomes aser. That was in Mishnah Ches, right? No matter how little tevel there was. So the Mishnah says, I understand. I thought it's b'nosin tam. So what do you mean, no matter how little tevel there was? Shouldn't it have to be b'nosin tam? So you say, no, min b'mino. When it's min b'mino, that was the case of Mishnah Ches. That aser is b'mashahu doesn't mean. It doesn't need b'nosin tam v'shelo b'mino, but when it's two unlike kinds where they don't have the same taste, then it's b'nosin tam. Then it's only if you could detect the taste in the mixture. See, mita raisa. The halacha is that a chita achas is poteres as kol akri. If you want to be mafresh truma, you can be mafresh even a tiny bit. So the Chum said that just like a chita achas, you could be mafresh as truma, so too a chita achas of tevel is chashuv enough to make an entire pile of chulin aser. But that's only when it's min b'mino. But when it's min b'shein omino, it becomes batal because it loses all of its character since you're not able to taste it in the tarobah. So what we learned today, Mishnah Tess and Yira, Mishnah Tess, we learned that if you have matnas aniyim, which are pots from Maisos, mixed in with regular tevel, so if you're able to bring other regular tevel and be mafresh lefi cheshbon, you should do that. And if not, then you should take out from this mixture the full amount of truma and trumas meiser and give that to a kohen. Designate the full amount of meiser rishon, meiser ani, if it's those years, meiser sheni, but you don't give that full amount to the levi or to the ani or to the poda. You only give lefi cheshbon. And then in Mishnah Yud we said that if a person takes sourdough from a grain dough and he puts it into a rice dough, so it all depends if it has tam dagan. If it has tam dagan, it's chayiv and chal. If not, then it's pater. So when do we say that even a masha who is enough to aser? That's if it's min b'mino. But min b'shein omino, a masha who is not going to be enough to aser would require tam dagan. Okay, B'Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid of Maseches Challah.